Well, good Monday morning, everyone. It's January the 4th, and today's title is the beginning of a new series on the grace of God. And today's title is Living in God's Amazing Grace in 2021. Almost all of us know this song by heart, right? Amazing Grace. It's probably the most well-known and loved hymn in all the world. Well, the author, you may or may not know, John Newton, was a sailor who began working on the seas at the age of 11. He was known for his profanity, coarseness, and a sinful life that might even cause a sailor to blush, and sailors don't blush easily. He was captured and forced to serve in the Royal Navy. When he tried to desert the Navy, he was caught, lashed to the grating, and flogged with 8 dozen lashes and reduced to the rank of a common seaman. That's right, 96 lashes, ranked down to a common seaman. His own shipmates left him in West Africa, where he himself became enslaved and was forced to serve the wife of a slave trader named Amos Chloe. And then in 1748, he was rescued by a sea captain who was hired by his father to come find him. So he was sailing home in 1748 on board the ship Greyhound. After sailing through a tremendous storm that almost destroyed and sank the ship, he was saved by God. It was March the 21st of 1748, going through the storm with the likelihood of the ship sinking, when he recorded these words, quote, "On that day, the Lord sent from on high and delivered me out of deep waters." However, most believers do not understand the actual concept of grace, because it's really very, very rare. We can understand mercy, which is mercy happens when we're not getting the punishment we deserve. And when it comes to our salvation, God shows us, I don't know about you, but incredible mercy. He does not punish us according to what our sins deserve. Instead, the Father punished His Son Jesus on the cross once and for all. And so God demonstrates His love for us by not simply withholding the punishment for our sins. Instead, the Son of God became a human being, lived a sinless and holy life, and then took our punishment upon Himself on the cross. We can receive mercy not because our sins were just waved away and forgotten, but because Jesus took the full force of the anger of God against the sins of the world, and He died on the cross in our place as the sacrifice for our sins. And to everyone who accepts Jesus to be their own Savior, His death has paid for all of our sins. His blood has changed our sins from being as red as scarlet and made them as white as snow. His one sacrifice has completely paid for all of our sins, and we have not only received the mercy of God, but His love for us grants to us His grace. You see, mercy is not getting what we deserve. It's canceling our debt because it was paid for by Christ. But grace goes so far beyond mercy that it truly is amazing grace. Grace is giving to us what we do not deserve. Grace is giving to us everything as a free gift and totally apart from our works. Grace is not a contract with God that involves quid pro quo, where if we do something for God, then He's going to do something for us. It is not something that we can earn or receive because we have done so well or have been so holy. Grace is God's giving us everything of salvation as a free gift. And quite frankly, my friends, that's scandalous. It's outrageous that God gives to us eternal life and forgiveness for every one of our sins, past, present, and future, and He gives it all to us as a free gift. He does not tell us that we can receive His love and become born again as a child of His and be sealed with the Holy Spirit forever and given the eternal gift of eternal life if we only do things to live up to His standard. No, this act of grace is what so many Christians who view their relationship with God as contingent upon their good behavior do not understand. It doesn't make sense, and I know that. It doesn't make sense that God would be gracious and give us complete forgiveness and eternal life without us having to do anything in return to deserve it. You know what? It's part of our human condition to expect to have to work for our salvation. We have to work for everything else in life. And for God to just give it away to someone as a free gift simply because they place their faith in Christ and have not earned their salvation by trying really hard to be a good person, that grates against the pride and legalism of those who are trying to earn what cannot be earned. And God seems to give grace to the most undeserving people, doesn't He? Those who were once blind, they've received sight. Those who were completely lost, they've now been found. Those who are deep into sin, even sexual sin, can be touched by God and given the faith to believe. And they're changed from being spiritually dead in sin to being alive in Christ simply by the choice of God the Father. Here's how Paul describes it in 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 30, quote, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised things God has chosen, the things that are not, so that He may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. But by His doing, God the Father's doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." Listen, that's who I am. The word foolish there is the Greek word moros, from which we get the word moron. So I am a moron. I am weak. I am base and despised. I am part of those who are not. And that is who you are as well. But because of His infinite love for us and mercy, in spite of all of our sins, He's given us grace, amazing grace, that has saved a wretch like me and has saved a wretch like you. More on grace tomorrow. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. God bless you, my friends. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. Let's stay strong this year, walking filled with the Spirit, putting on the full armor of God, and living in community. God bless you. Take care. And goodbye.